In his last Sunday sermon in 1968, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. preached at the National Cathedral in Washington and said these words: Cowardice asked the question, is it safe? Expediency asked the question, is it politic? And vanity asked the question, is it popular? But conscience demands the question, is it right? He said, there is times in every one of our lives when it is neither popular, nor politic, nor indeed safe. But conscience demands that we say something because our soul is at risk. Martin Luther King Jr. knew in preaching those words that he would provoke those who believed that they were right and he was wrong. He knew that he was the prophetic voice in a darkened world, blinded by racism and civic unrest. And yet he spoke those words and paid the price just a few days later, knowing well after a number of threats that he had already received. The prophet Amos today in our reading was a prophet, not by his own choosing. In fact, he protested the role and said he was just a farmer to leave him alone, but the Lord would not. And he preached to the kingdom of Israel. And is being banished from the land of Israel so that his voice would not be heard. His voice would not be heard. There are times in all of our lives that we too need to speak the truth. And there are those who would rather us be banished for speaking the truth. Certainly, Jesus was aware of it. John the Baptist, the last of the Old Testament prophets, was certainly aware to pay the price with his head. And of course, Christ himself paid the price with his life. But he calls his disciples today to follow suit and to go with nothing but the words that he gave them and put them in his heart and told them to go and to preach repentance, to go forth and to heal in his name and to preach in his name. In every era, there are prophets among us. They speak up and they are bold. They say things that are hard for us to hear, but somehow internally they resonate with the human heart. And while we don't like what they say or how they say it, we fundamentally know there's truth in what they say. Rarely is an official church person. Rarely is it a person who is, so to speak, off the cloth. And when it is, they are immediately quashed and taken down. Oscar Romero is one example. When he's a bishop, spoke out against the politics of the time in El Salvador and was assassinated just like Martin Luther King Jr. Today, all over the world, there are people who are speaking up against their governments. Just this week, two groups of bishops have stood up and said it is wrong what the authorities are doing to their people. The bishops of Venezuela and the bishops of Nicaragua. And they have said, no, stop. And they have been attacked for doing so. The bishops of Syria have done it. And they have been attacked for doing so. When our own country does things that go against our own soul, there must be a demand from our own conscience that speaks within our own heart demands us to say something. That if our bishops don't have the courage to say something, then we must say something. When children are ripped away from their parents, it is against human law. Now, I know there are people who say, well, they broke the law. But any law that is an unjust law against the human spirit has to be questioned. The human dignity of a person who is desperate beyond belief, to do what they need to do to cross into our borders is a desperate by all extents. And we must allow our conscience to rattle us. We must allow our conscience to make us feel uncomfortable and say we must do better as a nation. That we must do better as a people. It is very, very hard to hear. I agree. However, our conscience demands that we do better. I understand it's not popular. I understand it's not political. I understand that it is almost not even rational. But we must use our conscience. This Tuesday, our own bishop has called us to come forward as a prayer service at 7 p.m. To not break the law, but to simply stand with those whose lives are so desperate that they have to challenge the law. And they've asked us to gather in a moment, an hour of prayer, to just here in San Jose, hundreds of miles away from the border, to just simply say as a people that our conscience is troubled by this. And we stand in prayer, not knowing quite what to do, but knowing what we are doing is not right. And that what we need to do is to allow our conscience to form us. To allow our conscience to form us as individuals, but also as a nation. Today, there are many things that we will see that disturb us. So how do we know? How do we know the voice of Christ? How do we know what is of our opinion and what is of Christ's opinion? And today's second reading from the letter to the Ephesians tells us is that we must listen to Christ within our own heart. That's where we believe our conscience is, the sanctuary of our own heart. And it is Christ who will, if we settle our souls, will inform us there what is from him and what is not from him. So I ask us this day to be people of prayer, to dig deep into our hearts and to listen to the Christ's voice within our own hearts and to allow our conscience to be rattled, to allow ourselves to hear Christ speak directly to our own hearts.